Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
We are moving right along here on Palmetto Mornings. It's 7:54, 64 degrees on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Brianna Francis. Boy, time flies when I'm with you, Lucas.
Thank you. Boy, you are full of nice things, and flattery will get you everywhere in life. I wish I could just repay the compliments. I'm sure I'll find
the word. Don't worry, I'm keeping track.
Well, it's exciting to see development happen, especially what's going on in downtown Rock Hill. The apartments called The Exchange at Rock Hill, well, they are now up out of the ground, and you see all kind of movement happening out there every single day. Well, your chance to learn all about it is happening tomorrow, Thursday, June the 23rd, with an open house. We have Dylan Lawson, who's the community director for The Exchange, joining us. And good morning to you, Dylan.
Hey, good morning.
Well, Brianna said it right before we went on the air. It has been fascinating to see every day that piece of property take on a different personality, so to speak. Let's explain to folks where you all are located and kind of how you describe what The Exchange is.
Yeah, so we're located downtown Rock Hill off of like 117 East White Street. So we're pretty much like a brand new mid-rise community that technically is more of like uptown Charlotte feel, you know, brought to Rock Hill. What I really do love about this community is like, you know, we offer so many different things that, you know, none of the other communities around Rock Hill are offering. And, you know, we have a saltwater pool, like a rooftop lounge. We have a pet park, pet spa. We do have a 24-hour fitness center.
I'm sold. I'm
moving. Yes. And there's just a lot with this community that, you know, because Uptown Charlotte, it is becoming more up and up and coming. And just having the feel come into Rock Hill to a small town. And if somebody's looking to look for an apartment, you know, not necessarily like in Charlotte and just in the neighboring town, you know, that's the place.
Well, this is really interesting because when the Anderson and 139 East Main were coming up, you know, people were like, oh, those apartments won't get filled. And they were filled immediately. And it's showing that people really want to live downtown. And I think that this is giving a new breath of great balconies, the saltwater pools, great new amenities that people are looking for in uptown, but they don't want to drive back and forth all the time. So we know people are working downtown. They want to live down here too.
Exactly. And the pricing too, you know, it's not like Uptown Charlotte pricing. So you're still getting like the best of both worlds, you know, the actual product and, you know, more of a small town feel without all the traffic. Yeah.
So it's called The Exchange at Rock Hill, modern living infused with energy. It's right here on your website. And as you describe what you're offering in this facility, it does plenty of energy to go around. You're located right there at the corner of White and Dave Law Boulevard, former location of the Good Motor Company.
Yes.
In Rock Hill. Who are booking people? The residents that are staying there. Let me try to spit this out if I can. Who are you finding they're buying space here in terms of residents? Are there just young professionals, families? I know you mentioned Charlotte, but are you competing directly with those folks that would want to live in Uptown Charlotte but don't want to drive? Like, who are you attracting here?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much, like, I mean, anybody who's qualified to apply, like, when they apply, you know, is obviously the goal. But we are seeing a lot of Rock Hill residents, actually, who are applying, and a lot of people from out of state. This is pretty much, I mean,
well, we know with housing prices the way they are that, you know, a lot of people are selling and then not being able to find a new home. So this is a great new opportunity for an apartment complex to fill that void. But what is important to y'all about being in the city of Rock Hill now? Because we've seen Common Market come up. We've seen the new Mercantile that's going to be right next door with the Shepherd Ferry mural. So is it important to y'all to be a part of the Rock Hill community?
Yes, absolutely. I want to make sure, like, you know, that we're definitely part of the community, but also I don't know. It's just, I feel like this, you know, this community, once it's done, it's going to be like a trendsetter for the other apartment communities that are to come to Rock Hill.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, we are like one of a kind. You know, like I said, 139 Main and the Anderson are gorgeous properties. Yeah. You know, but then when we're here, it's just, you know, I've looked at the other comps in the area and just nobody else offers like, you know, a saltwater pool or like the rooftop lounge, you know, a lot of the amenities that we do. So we're wanting to offer like something new to the residents of Rock Hill. So it's like, hey, you know, if you can't really afford or if you don't really want to drive out to Uptown Charlotte to live, you know, this we're bringing it to you.
Dylan, there looks like there are three apartment buildings here. How many rooms, and are you full or at like are you at capacity yet, or like break down some of those specifics if you can?
So we have a total of 228 units, and right now we're about, I would say we're probably like about 35-40%, you know, at capacity right now.
Wow,
obviously
wonderful.
There is still a lot more work to do, but I mean, that means just a lot more opportunity for residents who are looking.
Well, if anybody's driven down Dave Lyle to get to Main Street or through town, you probably looked to your left right before you get to Main Street and said, "What the heck is that?"
Yeah.
But we're telling you, it's the apartment complexes. It's called The Exchange. I love that y'all have kept the caboose that was on the property, and it's going to be off of the Oakland Avenue, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Talk about that if you can, because I drive by that. I'm so glad you mentioned that, Brianna, almost daily, and I've seen it be stripped down and then repainted. Kind of talk a little bit about that. It looks like there's risers that people can go and take pictures with and be an iconic spot in our city.
Yeah, so it's actually going to be kind of like a park. Mm-hmm. I mean, like a small park. So like for, you know, our residents where they can take pictures with it. And there's going to be like, you know, picnic tables out there to hang out. The other cool thing is like, you know, we own, you know, Mercantile and then the building next to it. So Mercantile has been great. They've helped us out tremendously, you know, with so many events and just pretty much helping to get our name out there too. So, you know, when we hold events, you know, we'll have kind of like that whole area out there, you know, pretty much working with Mercantile, and then the caboose area is kind of all in one.
Yeah.
So it's just, there's a lot of history, you know, around the Rock Hill area, especially the location where we're at. So you get to see all the history around there, the older buildings. And so there's like a lot of nice views, no matter what patio you're on or what floor you're on. You kind of have an overview of like the whole downtown city.
Yeah.
So it's nice.
Well, you can check it out for yourself this Thursday, tomorrow, June the 23rd, starting at 5:30. Folks can just come to The Exchange. Will they be able to walk the property, see what it look like, what a typical room will look like or an apartment will look like?
Yeah. So it's going to be located like in our new clubhouse. So our clubhouse, it will be empty just because we don't have the furniture yet in there, but that's where it will be. We'll have a DJ there. You know, anybody can come and they can also tour the property and tour any apartment they want to. And then we'll have like prize giveaways. So anywhere between like, you know, gift cards, Yeti coolers. Also have like custom wine bottles that, you know, we're giving out. So there's a lot of giveaways and then leasing specials also.
I'm calling the first cannonball in the saltwater
pool.
Oh,
good one. When do you officially open?
So
real quick.
The first set of move-ins is supposed to be around July 1st. Mm-hmm. And then hopefully with the amenities and everything to be completely done, we're looking at around October,
okay.
So in the fall.
Dylan Lawson is his name, the community director for The Exchange at Rock Hill, the apartment complex in downtown Rock Hill. It is open house tomorrow, Thursday, June the 23rd, 5:30 to 8:00.